Time now to get on the Charter phone line. Say good morning to Matt Jones, Smart Motors Service Manager. Hey, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, and this couldn't be a more timely time for us to speak with snow expected this weekend. It's time for us to see if our vehicles are ready for the snow.
Absolutely.
Tell us what we need to do.
Well, first and foremost, tires. Got to make sure you got good tires in bad weather, not only to get you going with traction, but also bad tires make it hard to stop. I've read one survey that said that even a tire that's halfway worn out can increase stopping distance on wet road up to, say, 20 feet.
Wow.
So that can make the difference of hitting something or not hitting something, obviously. So you want to make sure you've got good rubber on the tire. One way to check, take a penny or a quarter out of your pocket and put it in the tread and look to see if you can see the head of the president on the coin. If you see the whole head, you don't have enough tire. If part of it is covered up by tread, then you're in better shape.
Wow, that's an easy test.
Very easy test.
That's an easy test. Anything else we should be doing to make sure our cars are ready for winter?
Battery check. If your battery is more than about 4 years old, I know that in addition to snow this weekend, they're talking about very cold temperatures next week, lows at night down in the single digits. So check to make sure your battery's in good condition. And an emergency kit in your trunk is a good idea, too, in case you do get stranded out on the road in either cold or snowy weather. A few things to think about. Keep a blanket in there, a bag of kitty litter to aid in traction, shovel if you need to dig yourself out, flashlight or some other kind of emergency light. Make sure the batteries are good in that. Set of jumper cables if you do need to jump start the vehicle. First aid kit. A couple other minor things. Make sure your spare tire has got air in it. And some power bars if you're traveling out in the country, if you needed something to eat while you're waiting for help. And even some garbage bags can make a makeshift raincoat or you know, give you something to kneel on if you're in wet weather or something trying to change a tire.
And I suppose we should mention, too, a lot of people's spare tires aren't necessarily the full-size tire.
That's correct.
And we see too many people driving around with the spare tire on. They think that's just fine and dandy. It's not meant to do that.
No, they are very limited use. They say not to go over 50 miles an hour on those and really have a total life of maybe 5,000 miles. But obviously the whole idea is to just get you off the road so that you can get to where you can get a real tire put back on the vehicle.
All right, Smart Motors Service Manager Matt Jones, thanks for joining us this morning. Very timely, and drive carefully this weekend, okay?
Thanks for having me.
All right, so long. Matt Jones from Smart Motors.